This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina Wajid hold cordial meeting in Dhaka. Nepal and Bangladesh to sign agreements on tourism, culture and agriculture sectors. Communication Minister Parvat Gurung says FM frequency distribution would be made systematic and transparent. Health Ministry directs subordinate bodies to make COVID-19 controlling measures more effective in view of possible risk of rise in infection cases, and more than 18,000 people evacuated from severe floods across New South Wales in Australia. Now the news in detail. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina Wajid has paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari in Dhaka today. During the high-level meeting held at Dhaka West Hotel Intercontinental, matters relating to bilateral relations, mutual support and collaboration were discussed. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, Nepali Ambassador for Bangladesh Dr. Bangshidhar Mishra and Foreign Affairs Minister of Bangladesh Dr. A.K. Abdul Momen were present on the occasion. Similarly, Bangladeshi Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Momen had paid a separate courtesy call on the president today itself. President Bhandari embarked on the two-day official visit to Bangladesh to attend a special ceremony to celebrate the birth centenary of Bangladesh's founding father Sheikh Mujibur Rahman at the cordial invitation of Bangladeshi President Mohammed Abdul Hamid. Bangladeshi President Hamid welcomed President Bhandari at Dhaka West Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport. President Bhandari was offered a 21-gun salute and guard of honor at the airport. The president then was taken to the National Martyrs Memorial at Sabar, where she laid a wreath and paid tributes to the martyrs. President Bhandari also planted a sapling there. President Bhandari is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with her Bangladeshi counterpart Hamid. President Bhandari will participate in a bilateral agreement signing ceremony today itself. The two countries will sign agreements on tourism, agriculture and culture sectors. Earlier today morning, President Bhandari was seen off by Vice President Nanda Bhadrupun, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina, Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel and Constituent Assembly Chair Subhas Nigman at VVIP lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport. Meantime, Vice President Nanda Bhadrupun will be looking after the President's duties during the absence of President Bidya Devi Bhandari. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina and Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal Syed Haider Shah have held a cordial meeting at Singhadarbar today. During the meeting, National Assembly Chair Timmalsina congratulated Ambassador Shah upon his appointment as the Pakistan Ambassador to Nepal, stating that Nepal and Pakistan have friendly ties since the establishment of diplomatic relations. The National Assembly Chair said the two countries had been collaborating in regional and international forums. He also expressed his belief that Nepal-Pakistan relation would be heightened during the tenure of Ambassador Shah. On the occasion, Pakistan Ambassador Shah said he would carry out works to further bolster Nepal-Pakistan relation. The ambassador also informed that Pakistan was preparing to increase scholarship and training to Nepali students, especially seeking to pursue medical degrees. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parvat Gurung has said national frequency policy will be formulated and introduced to address the issues regarding FM radio frequency in the country. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal on its 20th anniversary today, Minister Gurung said FM frequency distribution will be made systematic and transparent. He also said a provision would be made to grant license of FM radio and their renewal facilities via online. The minister stressed on the need for reviewing and analyzing community radios to check whether they were fulfilling their responsibilities towards the community. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
क्यों भाई मेल आउँदैछ भनेको यतिका बेर भइसक्यो आधी घण्टा मात्र बाँकी छ प्रेजेन्टेसनलाई के तरिका हो यो
सर अपलोड भइ नै रहेछ 20 मिनेट हुन लाग्यो फाइलेटेज हुन लाग्यो 40% मात्र भएछ
यस्तो सुपर फास्ट जमानामा कछुवा तालले हुन्छ त भाई
यति फास्ट कसरी
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
काम राम्रो गरेर मात्र हुँदैन गरेको कामलाई सही ठाउँमा र सही समयमा देखाउन सक्नु पर्छ केही भन्न खोजेको हो भाई
ए होइन थ्याङ्क यू सर 4G को लागि
थ्याङ्क्स मलाई होइन नेपाल टेलिकमलाई देऊ
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now more news. The government has directed the concerned bodies to make the COVID-19 containment and controlling measures more effective in view of possible risk of rise in coronavirus infection cases. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Professor Dr. Jagasov Gautam, has directed all subordinate bodies to carry out COVID-19 containment and controlling measures as infection cases are increasing in neighboring India. The Health Ministry has also issued directives in the name of all provincial health directorate, federal provincial hospitals, health institutions, district-based health offices and border-based help desk to carry out RDT and antigen test. Likewise, the Ministry has also called on the concerned bodies to keep foreign returnees in quarantine and carry out contact tracing. The Ministry also directed all hospitals and health institutions to make arrangements to manage the pandemic. Meantime, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 150 new coronavirus infection cases and 99 recoveries in the past 24 hours. The Ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,000 infected people, more than 272,000 have recovered from the infection. The Ministry has reported 3 corona-related deaths today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. More than 18,000 people have been evacuated from severe floods across New South Wales in Australia, with more heavy rainfall predicted. Authorities say the state's entire coast is now under a severe weather warning. Days of torrential downpours have caused rivers and dams to overflow around Sydney and in southeast Queensland. The military is being deployed to help with search and rescue efforts. Australia's Bureau of Meteorology has forecast increased rainfall, strong wind, damaging surf and abnormally high tides in New South Wales on Tuesday. It is said that some 10 million people across every state and territory except Western Australia were now under weather warning. Results from the long-awaited U.S. trial of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine are out and confirm that the shot is both safe and highly effective. More than 32,000 volunteers took part, mostly in America, but also in Chile and Peru. The vaccine was 79% effective at stopping symptomatic COVID-19 disease and 100% effective at preventing people from falling seriously ill. The trial also found that there were no safety issues regarding blood clots that should further reassures some EU countries that recently paused rollout of the vaccine amid concerns about a possible link. Now, general the forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are possible at one or two places of Gundagi province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina Wajid hold cordial meeting in Dhaka. Nepal and Bangladesh to sign agreements on tourism, culture and agriculture sectors. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung says FM frequency distribution would be made systematic and transparent. Health Ministry directs subordinate bodies to make COVID-19 controlling measures more effective in view of possible risk of rise in infection cases. And more than 18,000 people evacuated from severe floods across New South Wales in Australia. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.